And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar remains. Knowing what to say, instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A senior Ukrainian official confirms to ABC News that President Zelensky is preparing to visit Washington this Friday and that the U.S. and Ukraine have agreed to terms on a deal relating to critical minerals and other resources. Growing backlash over efforts to oust federal workers, Democrats rallying today against those mass firings, and Senate leader John Thune today says agency heads confirmed by the Senate should have broader oversight than Elon Musk and Doge. ABC's Mary Alice Parks with more.
There's questions around Washington, around the entire country, among the federal workforce about who exactly is in charge. Of course, no federal worker wants to risk losing their job because they didn't reply to an email. On the other hand, no one wants to defy their immediate boss either. We've seen the White House continue to suggest that people should reply to this email. So I think big questions for tomorrow's cabinet meeting.
The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical but stable condition as he battles double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what Trump administration policies and tariffs might mean for Wisconsin, commenting to the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison. An Elon Musk-funded ad in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race includes a glaring mistake. The State Journal reports the online attack ad labels Dane County Court Judge Susan Crawford as wrong for Wisconsin, but uses a picture of Susan P. Crawford, a Harvard University law professor. A Wisconsin school administrator is charged in a fatal drunk driving crash from late last year. West Bend police say the car driven by 51-year-old Rebecca Solomon struck another vehicle after failing to yield at an intersection. Solomon is an associate principal at Cumberland Elementary School in Whitefish Bay.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s, Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 52 right now. 99.7.
Somehow 99.7 Max FM. Finishing up this workday, it's Aaron with the Black Crowes and a 50-minute music hour.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad with me. Once I come along and down by the let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to hand and out. Oh yeah, 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 let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. We'll be right back.
XFM Sports.
Wisconsin Athletics and the WIAA jointly announcing today that Badger Athletic Facilities will continue to host seven high school state championships through the spring of 2033. I'm Bill Scott with sports. State championships will continue in boys basketball, individual and team wrestling, football, girls and boys golf, and softball. Scheduling around Badger events was one of the biggest challenges in reaching a new agreement. Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander has not asked for a trade, and GM Brian Gutekunst said today he has not considered giving a player permission to shop himself with other teams in the past. Speaking at the NFL scouting combine, Gutekunst said he has had preliminary discussions with Alexander's agent and expects to meet with him sometime again in the coming week. There is a college basketball tonight. 12th-ranked Badgers hosting Washington at the Kohl Center. Marquette plays host to Providence. The Bucks are back in action tonight, shooting for their fifth straight win in Houston against the Rockets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
tell that your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? Well, you could really be a bold Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Any way the wind
blows doesn't really matter.
Just maximum music. Max FM.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea, right? Is it the weather that's inspiring me? I'm not sure what it is. Maybe not quite pouring a glass outside and sitting out on the balcony yet as we watch the snow melt, but soon enough. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Entertainment Report coming up just after 5 o'clock. And will we have this weather sticking around? That and more coming up, as well as your ABC News right here on 99.7 Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Join the Baraboo Kiwanis Club on Sunday, March 2nd for their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, and egg breakfast at the Baraboo High School. Proceeds will benefit Kiwanis' many philanthropic projects in the community. It's $7 for adults and $3 for kids. You can find all the details by visiting BaraboOKiwanis.org. And they also encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to donate as well. Again, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will be on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon at the Baraboo High School. And the Flapjack Fun continues in Reedsburg as St. Peter's Lutheran Church will be hosting their Pancake Breakfast. This will be on that same Sunday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Treat yourself to a menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, applesauce, milk, and coffee. And again, the proceeds will go to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and School. It's $8 for adults. Children 4 to 12 eat for $4. And kids 3 and under are free. Again, that's going to be 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. on March 2nd at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And as we march closer to spring, be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and many more great events happening around the area.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 52 right now.
99.7.
I'm going, but
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I would die for you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, your home of Dave and Emily in the morning. And we're posting on our Facebook page. If you missed anything from their show this morning, you can catch us there as we get ready to move into our brand new downtown studios.
Max FM.
Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said.